My name is Ken Hanuman, and I've been practicing Raja Yoga meditation for over 40 years. In these episodes, I will share the experiences and insights I've gained from meditation and how I've integrated them into my everyday life and all my relationships. Welcome to the Spiritual Relationship Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. Welcome to the Spiritual Relationship Podcast. My name is Ken Hanuman, your host. In today's episode, we're talking about decision-making. Last episode, we spoke about the power of discernment. So it is important not only to distinguish between right or wrong, or good and bad, beneficial or not, but also to make decision, to create rather than wait. Whatever decision we make or lack of decision, it actually determines the reality of your life. For anybody who have a goal, you've made the commitment to be happy, to transform some of, you can say, the bad habits or the things that cause you sorrow, to be able to move from that to a new being, a new way of looking at life, and a new way of living life and changing the interaction with others in a way that is guided by spiritual truth or by the laws of karma. And this ensures that there is transformation, that you make your life better. So what is decision making? It is really important that we, decision making is really involves never being afraid to take responsibility for making whatever decisions. You make a decision, you stick by it, and you say, look, I'm going to see this through. Whenever people have doubts or confusion or they're not sure of themselves, they hesitate. And sometimes that results in loss. People lack the courage to decide and act. And this indicates a lack of perception, will or willpower, and possibly an underlying resistance to change. People feel comfortable sometimes and they have their comfort zone and they're not open to change. They feel like it's a risk or they put it off, they're not committed, they don't have any determination. No matter what their life might be, they might be in sorrow, things might be challenging and difficult for them, but yet they find it difficult to make a commitment, to make that decision to change. And remaining stagnant in this way can also indicate a lack of self-respect. Self-respect is the greatest motivator for effective decision-making. Because when you're sure of yourself, when you have faith in yourself, you're more determined and you focus your energy better towards achieving that goal. For me, in spiritual life, you are going within and you have to deal with the mind. You have to deal with so many thoughts and so many challenges. There's a lot of information that is out there. Everybody have an opinion. So you still have to, you have to filter through that and you have to decide what is best for you and what will take you closer to your goal. To be able to make a decision, your mind needs to be calm. Meaning like when you make that decision, to be able to decide what is the first step and what happens after that. If I don't get the success the first time, I do have the determination to find out what's wrong and then decide that, look, I'm going to keep going here, or I'm going to take another approach. And then, so you don't allow yourself to be defeated by lack of success. The example I want to share with you is that when I started out on the spiritual path, I was very young and I was beginning my career. I was in college and I had a choice to make. Do I drop the spiritual study, which I did almost every day because there was a big group of people doing it and there were classes every day. And so I could have, you know, that's an option, right? I could let it go and devote myself fully to my career. But I decided not to. I decided to continue with the spiritual study. And I'm glad I did, because it did not really interfere with my career. It actually helped me, but it did take away some time. And there might have been time occasions when I thought maybe I should drop it. But I kept going. And I'm glad I did, because now that I'm retired, I find that I was able to study and able to think about it and learn more about the mind and consciousness and be able to make proper decisions. Now that I'm looking back, I realize now I could pick it up fully, totally dedicated now. And I feel like there were a lot of things that I learned, being able to use spirituality or spiritual values in my career, in my job, in my family. So it's an amazing thing that we think it can become burdensome to study and also to work and to be in the world. But if it's done properly, I think you'll find that later on, as you, like in my case, getting to retirement, I realized I just picked it up right after, I picked it up, totally dedicated to it, to the point where now I am, because it takes a long time for you to be able to understand soul consciousness and to be able to overcome overthinking, to be able to be in a calm state where you're focused now on this experience of soul consciousness, and to be able to use the mind in a way that I could help myself and also help others. This is not something you can do overnight. So making that decision, I have no regrets, and I'm happy I make those choices in my life. Even right now, being retired, I'm still healthy and I could do whatever I want. And at one point, I actually thought about going into business, do something which to get more money. And I did try. And then I realized, you know what, this is like going right back into the worldly stuff. And I still have this desire, you know, to understand myself deeper, to be more spiritual, to be more, to have an intellect that is sharp and that I could control my mind and my relationship with God, or my awareness, being in relationship with God. I want to make that constant. I want my mind to be totally dedicated towards self-realization. So I decide not to go into business, and I'm glad I did. Now I'm more relaxed and I'm enjoying my retirement, and financially I'm fine. So there you go. Decision making. If you make the right decision, you hope for everyone, if you make the right decision, that you will be able to create, you'll be able to grow, you'll be able to understand the purpose of life to the point where you have self-confidence. You're proud to be you. you're happy, like they would say, sometimes you're happy within your skin. You look at the journey in life and you feel that it was not a waste. And that even on to now, having a healthy mind is something that can also be beneficial to those around you. So this is, these are two examples, and I'm sure within you will find examples in your own life that where you probably made the right decision. And also you'll see the opposite. Maybe I'm sure there are examples when we made decisions that were probably not that successful, but we learn. So with that, I will close this episode and I'll go on to the next power, and that is the ability to the courage to face situations in life. Because once you have self-awareness, soul consciousness, and you are determined to proceed on this path, as you meditate and as you go deeper into these experience of yourself being a spiritual being with the nature of peace, as you go deeper into that and you develop compassion and a benevolent feeling towards others, these good wishes and good feelings are their energy that we're sending out, and it does come back, as for the law of karma, it comes back to you in the form of power, energy, and happiness. So with that, I will close, and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening. For those who are interested in free classes and online classes and maybe meditation commentary that you can use at home, go to the description below and you can click on the link there. Okay. Thank you and goodbye.
Life gets a little sweeter when I look at you. I see a little clearer through the years and never change. We'll put up a fight, 'cause you're my love, my everything. You are my